Yes, sir, I went to school. I'll never forget until I was 13 years old. I had long golden curls, and one night my mother cut them off.
Oh, I'll bet the teacher was surprised the next day.
Not as much as the kid that sat next to me. He'd been carrying my books home for 2 years.
Get him out of here.
Folks, you're in for some real laughs with our zany stars tonight. But before they continue, listen to this.
Wait a minute. You look tired.
You're not kidding.
You do look tired, though, Lou.
Well, I'll tell you.
What?
I stayed home last night, Abbott. I sat in the living room in the dark all night reading Darwin's theory on relativity of monkeys to man.
You sat in the dark reading? How can you read in the dark?
I figured that if you don't understand what you're reading, what's the use of straining your eyes?
You know nothing. You know nothing about books. Your whole family is illiterate.
Is that so?
Yeah, that's so.
Well, my Uncle Tom is a great writer. The poor guy, his wife ran away with a sailor. All the animals on his farm died. Cyclone blew down his barn. His car rolled off a cliff. He had a bad case of laryngitis. His house burned down. And in trying to put out the fire, he climbed up the fireman's ladder and fell off and broke every bone in his body. So he wrote the story of his life, and now it's on the radio.
What's it called?
A Date with Judy.
Well, never mind that. Where have you been? Never mind that. Where have you been all afternoon?
Right around option time. They keep laughing them up.
Lou, where have you been all afternoon?
Well, I went to the movies, Abbott, and I sat through the picture 15 times.
Why did you sit through the picture 15 times?
I couldn't remember where I came in.
I suppose you took the yellow Levon to the movies with you?
No, sir, I got a new girl. Oh, she's got a beautiful house. She's got a great big bathroom with a Grecian bathtub.
She has?
Yeah, I don't know what she needs it for. I've been over there every night for 2 weeks. Not one Greek come over there for a bath.
You and your girls, you dummy. You don't know the first thing about girls.
I'll have you know that I've been going with girls all my life. Why, when I was 16 years old, I smoked my first cigarette and kissed my first girl.
Who did you kiss?
Who knows? The smoke got in my eyes.
I don't know why I even talk to you. You have no culture. You have nothing about... You know nothing about literature. You know nothing about art. You know nothing about music.
Hold it right there.
What?
Abbott, when you're speaking about music, you're looking at the former child prodigy.
You were?
When I was only 4 years old, my mother bought me a piano. Before I was 5 years old, I made $400.
Giving recitals?
No, I sold a piano.
You're an idiot and your whole family are idiots.
Oh, I don't know. My brother Pat is really smart. He just invented a new breakfast food. It's called Gorgeous George Flakes.
A breakfast food called Gorgeous George Flakes?
Yes, I got some right here in my pocket. Here, taste them.
Let's see.
That's not bad, eh?
Wait a minute. That stuff is terrible. It tastes like chopped up wisp rooms.
It is. Of course, it's got no food value, but it sweeps out your stomach.
I...